SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration is harshly condemning efforts by the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials.
In a strongly worded statement, President Biden said it's outrageous for the ICC to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, in connection with the war in Gaza. He said there is no equivalence, none, between Israel and Hamas. And Mr. Biden reaffirmed that America will always stand with Israel against threats to its security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, France and Belgium have released statements supporting the ICC's request. Also at SRNNews.com, the deaths of Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi and his foreign minister leave the country without two influential leaders at a particularly tumultuous time of international tension and domestic discontent. And White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. figures, though a change in Iranian presidency is not going to change Iran's behavior.
We have to assume that. And the Supreme Leader is the one who makes these decisions. And the Supreme Leader, as he did in the last so-called election, made sure to stack the deck with only candidates that met his mandates.
Raisi's death is unlikely to lead to any immediate changes in Iran's ruling system or to its overarching policies, which are decided by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But he was seen as a prime candidate to succeed the 85-year-old Supreme Leader. His death now and the helicopter crash makes it more likely that job could eventually go to Khamenei's son. The Australian and New Zealand governments are sending planes to evacuate their nationals from violence-wracked New Caledonia. This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians don't think that that label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people say increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining in South Korea for years, especially among young adults. This is SRN News. Minnesota Republicans select a former NBA player to challenge incumbent Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar in November.
Despite his marginal status, former NBA player Royce White walked away with two-thirds of the delegates in the state's GOP convention over the weekend. White was able to capitalize on grassroots and populist sentiments, as well as an endorsement from former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. To win, the self-described anti-establishment White will have to defeat Klobuchar, a well-funded popular Democrat considered by some pollsters as a shoo-in for re-election. Bob Agnew reporting.
World leaders are expected to adopt a new agreement on artificial intelligence when they gather virtually Tuesday to discuss AI's potential risks, but also ways to promote its benefits and innovation. The two-day AI Seoul Summit, co-hosted by South Korea and UK. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.